Good morning. If you're tuning in, go ahead and turn over to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. Talk a little bit about fatigue this morning. I have only one passage that I want to read today. I started a sermon on entitlement. Didn't feel right. Have some thoughts on social media. They didn't feel right. So I am reverting to a scripture, a parable actually, that's been on my mind recently and has really guided my steps. Again, Matthew chapter 21. Maybe you come to this chapter to read about Jesus overturning the tables of the money changers. This is actually the second time that he does this. He cleanses the temple. He drives out the Pharisees. The last week of his life, mind you. The very next day, a few verses later, Jesus curses a fig tree. It wasn't bearing fruit. So immediately the leaves wither all the way down to the root. Jesus, of course, says it would no longer bear fruit. You see, the leaves were fruitful. Certainly look the part. That's a lesson for us. But I want to direct your attention to verse 28. Again, Matthew chapter 21, verse 28. Read with me. I believe Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, and he says in verse 28, a man had two sons. Came to the first and said, son, go work today in the vineyard. And he answered, I will not. But afterward, he regretted it and went. The man came to the second and said the same thing, and he answered, I will, sir. But he didn't go. Verse 31, Jesus asked the Pharisees, which of the two did the will of his father? They said, the first. Jesus says to them, truly, I say to you that the tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. And the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him. And you seeing this, didn't even feel remorse afterward so as to believe him. Maybe it's one of the many jobs at Gardner Lane. Maybe it's work stuff. When I started my career, I can remember watching the clock like Fred Flintstone. And at 5 o'clock, yabba dabba doo, I was out of there. I was out of there. I don't really work a 9 to 5 anymore. Maybe it's paying bills. On top of bills, there are subscriptions now. I guess companies have realized their margins improve. They can go in your pocket every month. Sometimes I look at these things and I say, I am fatigued. I don't want to do it. I don't. Rob asked me to preach this morning so he could go see his daughter that he hasn't seen in several months. You know what my initial thought was? My initial thought was, I have a million things going on. I don't have time to write a sermon. Question is always the same. It's an eternal question. Who else is going to do it? Who else is going to do it? Does it need to be done? Yes. Can you do it? I'm not the only one who's fatigued. Two questions right now. Ask yourself. Is there something you've been asked to do that you were able but unwilling? Follow-up question, would other people consider you dependable? We're talking about fatigue. Again, for context, Jesus is talking to Pharisees in this parable. This is a group of self-righteous people. Oh, they were so righteous and holy in their own eyes. they were completely oblivious to the sin in their own life. And so Christ uses two groups of people that were absolutely reviled at the time. Tax collectors. These guys are swindlers. They're hustlers. And Christ very plainly says that tax collectors and prostitutes will enter the kingdom. Why? Because of their willingness to submit and to obey. Not to wealth, like the Pharisees. Not to traditions of their country and traditions of men, like the Pharisees. Not to a political party, like the Pharisees. No, they were willing to obey and submit to the Lord God, our Father in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all that matters. This moral excellence that Christians carry around means absolutely nothing. It is worthless. It is worthless without obedience to our Lord and Savior. Pharisees, they couldn't see that. Oh, they chastised this segment of the population. They just knew in their hearts they were better than these people. Listen, you can't claim to love the Lord. You can't make it to heaven without empathy for your fellow man. It is what our entire faith is based upon. And so Jesus tells the Pharisees, you know, these people that you love to hate, they will enter the kingdom. My mother dealt in absolutes. I've said this before. With my mom, you either did something or you didn't. Full stop. Maybe you had a parent like that. Maybe you are that parent. My dad, he's always been a man of reason. It's fair. He'll at least hear you out. Mom, mm-mm. She did not. As a kid, I hated it. Hated it growing up. But now, listen, you have a right to be tired. There is plenty to be tired of. Maybe tired of wearing a mask. I want to remind you, you are saving lives. COVID isn't over because we're ready to get on with our lives. It's not how it works. Smartphones. I don't know, with the exception of medicine, smartphones might be the most important advancement in the past 1,000 years. It's changed everything, for better or for worse. And because of them, they divided not only this country, but mankind globally. Satan has used them to divide Christians. I hope that you can see that. So maybe you're fatigued because of your smartphone. Maybe you're tired of saying, I'll do it. When it's obvious that no one else is going to raise their hand. There's plenty to be tired of. Some of which I won't mention now. You have the right. I get it. I'm with you. Only want to ask you this, and we are wrapping up. What is your primary focus? What is it that consumes your daily thoughts? What do you wake up in the morning thinking about? What do you go to bed thinking about? I started to think about the root of my own fatigue. You ever done that? You ever considered why you're so weary? I'm not talking health problems. I'm not talking bereavement. I'm talking about wearing yourselves down with temporal concerns and forgetting that this world is not our home. How many times do we sing the words, this world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. We'll sing that song, and within an hour, worry ourselves with worldly stuff. No wonder. No wonder we're fatigued. In Matthew 11, Jesus says, come to me, I'll give you rest. Does he not? Jesus says, my yoke is easy. Kids, that's not an egg yolk. It was a harness. They put it on oxen to pull around stuff. The metaphor implies that we are here to work. But for doing the will of God, the burden is light. We are the ones who add on extra stuff that makes our daily walk difficult. Like it or not, salvation is an absolute. Did you notice earlier? You'll notice the sons in this parable are separated in two categories. The one that did and the one that didn't. That's it. The wheat and the tares, the sheep and the goats. Doesn't say the prostitutes continued in sin. Doesn't say the tax collectors continued in sin. I'm sure extortion's a lucrative business. I'm sure prostitution is a lucrative business. Maybe not for everyone. The parable doesn't say the first son changed his mind a second time. No. He turned from sin. He knew he was wrong, and so he went and did what was expected. In contrast, the second son was credited with doing absolutely nothing. Doing nothing is an active response, by the way. That is still a decision. How do you know if someone loves you? I'll ask again, how do you know if someone loves you? Well, for starters, you pay attention to their actions and not their words, right? Fatigue, ladies and gentlemen, is not an excuse that we can use on Judgment Day. I know that you know. The Lord knows our hearts. Will you give in to spiritual fatigue, or will you obey the gospel? Have you been baptized or have you not? Is there sin to repent of or not? Is there something you could have done to glorify God, but you said, nah, I'm tired? By God's grace, we can repent. Just like that first son who ultimately did what was expected. The invitation is yours. God bless.